is the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Colleen Kelly, host of the national PBS show Family Travel with Colleen Kelly, and you're listening to Travel Planners Radio Show.
Thank you, Colleen. Very nice young lady, by the way, I might add. We had the pleasure of doing her show on WLS in Chicago at a travel convention. For somebody in radio, being able to just be on the radio and say WLS, that's a thrill. But she does a great job, by the way, as well on the radio as TV. Who's our next guest, Sue?
We have with us Terry Marshall Holder, who's going to talk about a recent Arizona road trip that she went on, covering all those little towns that sometimes get forgotten.
There you go. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be with you guys.
What sent you to Arizona? Is that on your bucket list?
Well, anytime I can do a road trip, hit the open road is on my bucket list. I've been lifetime road tripper, and so I just love it. And I love exploring and finding things that you don't expect. And so the American Southwest is really hard to beat for road trips, in my opinion, because, you know, just those beautiful vistas and amazing sunsets and all of those good things that come with an open road.
And I will add that Terry lives in New York City.
That's right. That's a good road trip.
That's quite a difference every
day. And I can
day.
Tell you that for Sue and I both, we grew up with families that hit the road every year for vacation. You know, Mom would fry up some chicken and fill up the cooler, and away we would go. And I still love to drive. In fact, when today's show is over, we're headed up into Central Illinois for a birthday celebration. And I will be driving right up I-55. I love it. I love to drive.
And I just got a new car, and he thinks I'm going to let him drive it up there.
I think Sue's going to be driving this time.
Maybe a little scuffle out in the garage or in the carport area. So where all did you go in Arizona? You mentioned little towns and stuff.
Yeah, I did. Well, actually, I flew in. I didn't drive all the way from New York because time just didn't permit, but I flew into Tucson, and then I headed down. Basically, on this particular trip, I focused on Cochise County. So I started in Sierra Vista, which is one of those towns that is kind of not on the way to anything, but it's really an amazing town, and it's the county seat. And I started there and did like a ranger-led hike in one of the parks outside of town. And it's a really great base for that kind of thing. But even more so, I was fascinated by the things I found out about the town. I kept calling it just random facts that would pop up. And, you know, little things like I found out that the first McDonald's drive-thru was there. And it wasn't
really
something from corporate. It wasn't something from corporate that came out. There's an army base there, and I'll probably pronounce it wrong, but it's based Wichita or something like that.
No, Fort Huachuca.
I can't pronounce those words. There you go. Thank you.
I was in the army. I did not go to Fort Huachuca, thank goodness, but that's, it's Fort Huachuca army base.
Okay. Well, apparently they had made a law or a rule that the people from the base were not allowed to go into restaurants unless they were in uniform. And it just wasn't worth it for them to go get dressed in uniform to go to McDonald's. So the owner of the McDonald's made a window, and he just like cut a hole in the wall, put in a window, and started the first drive-thru. And that's
American
how it all started.
Genius.
And they had the actual window there at a little historic museum. So that was kind of a cool little fact.
I'll give you a little insight as to why the base commander probably said that or put down that ruling. It was to show the local businesses how much the soldiers contributed to the economy.
And that would be a good idea.
Well, in the same way, I don't know if they still do it, but the military used to pay. I'm sure it's direct deposit now, but the military on payday used to pay in $2 bills. You don't see them in circulation much in the general public, but they paid everybody with $2 bills so that the local wherever you were in the world could see not regular just American dollars, but $2 bills, and they knew it came from military personnel.
He's just a fountain of information.
Now that we've sunk to this level, what else?
He would be your call.
Did you get your fill of Tex-Mex?
You know, I did have some amazing Tex-Mex, but I have to tell you that the dining scene in Sierra Vista in particular was very interesting. There were so many options. I mean, for a city that size, I mean, I had Vietnamese, there was Korean, there was German. I mean, just amazing cuisine, and like casual fine dining is kind of the way it would go there. And there was one place in particular that I absolutely loved called the Outside Inn, which, first of all, you can't not love a place called the Outside Inn. We had dinner there my last evening in town, and it just, like, starting with the appetizer, which was baked brie and a puff pastry crust with a fig and pecan glaze. I mean, out of this world. And
nice. Does sound good.
Every bite was delicious. Yeah, it was amazing. So that surprised me. And because, you know, I'm so used to having all these restaurants in Newark. We have everything. But there was such a great variety, which I think is what makes it a good base for exploring, because, you know, you don't just have to eat the same kind of thing every night. You can have a lot of choices. Yeah, it was really good.
The old general stores, did you get to see some of those?
Well, I did. The fun thing was, so after Sierra Vista, I went to some other towns in the county, and I was staying in Wilcox. And Wilcox is where a lot of the really delicious Arizona wines are grown. So there's a lot of tasting rooms and vineyards, which is always a favorite. But the little town center was really cute. It's like one little strip, and there's some tasting rooms there. But at the end of the street, there was this pink building, and it's a mercantile store. And they told me that this was where Geronimo used to shop. And he would come in there. I know, just random. Like I said, random facts. It was really cool. And he apparently had a sweet tooth, and he would come in to buy sugar. But he didn't trust the white men to give him the right amount of sugar. So he brought his own container for a pound of sugar so that he would get exactly what he was paying for. So,
smart man.
Smart man.
Where'd you stay?
Yeah, exactly. And Wilcox, there was like a little, Garden Inn. So, you know, a lot of more like roadside hotels and, you know, interstate, but I stayed there one night. One of the places that was one of the fascinating places I stayed was in the town of Douglas, which is further south. It's on the border with Mexico. And it was one of these towns where I didn't know anything about it. And it used to be a mining city, but there wasn't a lot going on at this point. So they're rebuilding in a lot of ways. But when I pulled into town, there's this nondescript street with all these storefronts and this hotel. So I get out to go into it. It's called the Hotel Gadsden, and literally walked in the door and went, wow. I mean, I was blown away. This place is magnificent. Tiffany glass, windows, a marble staircase. I mean, it's just so unexpected. You feel like Alice in Wonderland. You've walked into something you didn't expect when you open the door. And there's stories there about how Pancho Villa rode his horse down that staircase all those years ago, and just really, really cool stuff.
You gotta love the great stories, you know. And I agree with you. A friend of mine wrote, he's written, I think, 6 or 7 books now on Route 66, and I've driven across Route 66 with him a couple of times. You get into these towns, and I was amazed by the art and culture that was there at the turn of the century or early 1900s. Huge opera houses and museums and art museums, etc. It's astounding. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back and find out more about a road trip through Arizona. It sounds like we need to pack up your new car soon.
Yeah.
Head out. Yeah. I'll fry the chicken. And oh, by the way,
no fried chicken in my new car.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry. If you ever get up to the Quad Cities, Illinois and Iowa there's a Bringer Inn. If you want to have a honky-tonk bar, it's kind of like the Outside Inn. Don't miss it. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
We'll be right back with more of the Travel Planners Radio Show live on the Gab Radio Network.